The Boulez legacy, historical syntheses, technological trajectories, and global comparative paradigms in new music performance, part one. New Music Reports audio playlist, soundcloud.com. URL for this report, picture, poems.com. Audio summary on SoundCloud. New Music Reports, Mirrors Made of Sound and the Loss of Sympathetic Resonance, soundcloud.com. Composed with Gemini AI by Cliff Crego. Crego at picture. Poems.com v16.2026. Thinking like a Stonopene, in both music and poetry, what is important is not just what we think of as style or aesthetics, but rather the quality of energy which manifests in a piece as we bring it to life in performance. What makes music or poetry relevant or new, regardless of when it was composed, who is playing or saying it, or from which world culture it originates, is the strength of resonance its energy has with the repertoire of metaphysical urgencies of the present moment. White Bark Pine Country, Pinus albicaulis, Eagle Cat Wilderness, Oregon. Great Nester of the PNW, threatened with collapse by the little understood effects of climate breakdown at higher altitudes. Cliff Crego, the Willows, Oregon. The landscape of 20th and 21st century art music has been profoundly shaped by the structural, aesthetic, and institutional interventions of Pierre Boulez, emerging from the iconoclastic post-war avant-garde. Boulez realized that the radical composition methodologies of serialism, spectralism, and spatial electroacoustics could not find a sustainable home within traditional 19th century symphonic and operatic institutions. Traditional orchestras lacked the specialized rehearsal time, spatial technology, and technical virtuosity required to decode modern notations and execute complex acoustic transformations. To bridge this operational gulf, Boulez engaged with state patronage, establishing a self-reinforcing, integrated triad of production, execution, and pedagogical transmission, the Institut de Recherche et Coordination Acoustique/Musique, ICOM, the Ensemble Intercontemporain, EIC, and the Lucerne Festival Academy, LFA, an evaluation of this French-Swiss institutional model, contrasted against the democratic, cooperative, or market-dependent architectures of other leading global ensembles, such as Germany's Ensemble Modern, Austria's Klangforum Wien, the United States International Contemporary Ensemble, and the United Kingdom's London Sinfonietta, unveils a shifting paradigm from top-down modernism to decentralized, pluralistic, and creolized currents of global contemporary creation. The historical genesis of the Boulez legacy, the trajectory of Pierre Boulez, is defined by a systematic campaign to establish a permanent space for modernism. Born in Montbrison, France, in 1925, Boulez initially turned to music in 1942, entering the Conservatoire National Supérieur de Musique de Paris in 1943 to study music analysis under Olivier Messiaen. Upon leaving the Conservatoire in 1945, Boulez positioned himself as a leading figure of the international avant-garde. In 1953, alongside theatre director Jean-Louis Berault, he founded the Domaine Musical Concert Series, The programming of the domain musical established a foundational principle to which Boulez remained faithful throughout his career, the juxtaposition of historic modernist reference works with the creation of brand new compositions. While establishing his aesthetic authority, Boulez trained as a conductor on the job, mentored by Hans Rosbaud. Over the 1960s, he built an international reputation by conducting major symphonic forces, including the New York Philharmonic and the BBC Symphony Orchestra. However, his relationship with the French state was fraught. In 1966, outraged that Culture Minister André Malraux had appointed the conservative Marcel Landowski as Directeur de la Musique instead of a representative of a progressive, avant-garde vision, Boulez withdrew from French musical life. This self-imposed exile ended only when President Georges Pompidou personally requested that Boulez return to Paris to design a state-funded institute dedicated to acoustics, music, and computer technology. The intellectual weight of Boulez's vision was amplified by his academic appointments, most notably his election to the statutory chair at the Collège de France, where he taught from 1977 to 1995. In his lectures, Boulez theorized the work-in-progress principle, under which a composition is never a static monument but an expandable, recombinatorial matrix. This methodology is reflected in his compositional catalogue of under 50 highly elaborated works. Boulez's pursuit of structural control was also evident in his battenless conducting technique, characterized by an extraordinarily clear, simple, and direct gestural language. He communicated complex temporal divisions entirely through his hands, a physical approach that flutist Sophie Cherrier described as playing the piece with his hands. This rigid insistence on structural precision did not preclude unexpected encounters. One of the most striking chapters of Boulez's career was his deep friendship and collaboration with the American rock composer Frank Zappa. Despite their vastly different cultural origins, Boulez recognized the radical complexity of Zappa's orchestral imagination. Boulez analyzed and conducted Zappa's works, including the albums The Perfect Stranger, Dupree's Paradise, and Naval Aviation, leaving no room for improvisation. He calculated every accent and nuance with the same surgical precision he applied to the music of the Second Viennese School, bridging the divide between high modernist institutionalism and underground experimentalism. ICOM, the spatialization of science and sound, the Bauhaus model and initial computational alliances in November 1970. Georges Pompidou commissioned Boulez to formulate a project to integrate a music research center into the subterranean foundations of the future Beaubourg Plateau Cultural Complex. Over the following 3 years, Boulez assembled a multidisciplinary team to realize a vision that differed fundamentally from existing French institutions, such as the Groupe de Recherches Musicales, GRM, or the Centre d'études de mathématiques et automatiques musicales, CMAMU, unveiled to the public in March 1974. ICOM was explicitly modeled after the Bauhaus. Boulez sought to forge a common language between artists and scientists, asserting that the composer must assimilate scientific knowledge to expand the creative imagination. to build the Institute's technological systems, Boulez recruited Max Matthews of Bell Labs as a scientific advisor, serving from 1974 to 1980, alongside French composer and physicist Jean-Claude Risset, who directed the computer department from 1975 to 1979. Crucially, Boulez bypassed traditional European radio studio templates by aligning ICOM with American computer music centers, particularly the Center for Computer Research in Music and Acoustics, CCRMA, at Stanford University. In 1975, Boulez spent 2 weeks at CCRMA to solidify an alliance that resulted in the exchange of computer systems, software, and researchers. American computer scientists, including James Moore and John Chowning, conducted residencies in Paris, directly shaping ICOM's early signal processing capabilities. Real-time signal processing, the ESPRO, and RAPIN's a central tenet of Boulez's technological philosophy was his rejection of pre-recorded tape playback in concert, which he likened to listening to a dead piece of music. He demanded real-time digital transformation of live acoustic instruments. To house these experiments, ICOM constructed the S-based de projection, ESPRO, a revolutionary physical chamber featuring a boxes-in-boxes structural isolation system. The ESPRO features movable ceilings and variable acoustic wall panels, allowing the room's volume and reverberation characteristics to be dynamically altered. The primary artistic realization of early real-time DSP was Boulez's RAPINS, 1980-1984. The work relies on the ICOM Design 4X processor, a machine capable of analyzing acoustic signals and spatializing them in real-time. The physical configuration of RAPINS places a central chamber ensemble in the middle of the hall, surrounded by the audience. Six soloists, playing two pianos, harp, cymbalum, vibraphone, and glockenspiel/xylophone, are positioned at the outer perimeter, facing six inward-directed loudspeakers. As the soloists play, the 4X processor captures their acoustic output, transforms it with digital delays, frequency shifts, and filters, and projects the altered signals across the loudspeakers, creating a spatialized dialogue. Furthermore, ICOM's signal processing research laid the groundwork for spectralism, an aesthetic movement pioneered by Tristan Murail, Hugues Dufort, and Gerard Grissi, who used computer-based analysis of instrumental timbre to generate pitch structures. In 1987, Kai Jussari-Aho realized her compositions using the form's language to control the interpolation between instrumental and synthesized sound, asserting that the computer had occupied a key position in the evolution of contemporary musical thought. The transition to interactive environments was further refined in Anthems 2, 1997, for solo violin and live electronics, which utilized Andrew Jerzso's score following programs to sync electronic events with the violinist's live performance. The contemporary era, generative AI and transnational networks under the direction of Frank Madlener since January 2006, ICOM has transitioned from deterministic programming to generative neural systems. Headquartered at the Centre Pompidou and supported by the French Ministry of Culture, The institute houses the Mixed Research Laboratory STMS, Sciences and Technologies for Music and Sound, partnering with the CNRS and Sorbonne University. At the center of ICAM's 2025-2026 technological portfolio is the ACIDS Artificial Creative Intelligence and Data Science Group, a branch of the Musical Representations Team. ACIDS conducts research on deep generative models, developing real-time objects for MaxMSP and Ableton Live. These include RAVE, real-time audio varietal encoder, a deep learning model that facilitates real-time timbre transfer and sound synthesis, SOMX2 and DC2, AI-driven creative agents that utilize artificial listening and signal synchronization to facilitate live musical interactions in both structured and improvised contexts. The aesthetic implications of these developments are visible in ICAM's international residencies and workshops. In January 2026, ICAM conducted a residency at the Grieg Academy University of Bergen, focusing on AI and creativity to explore how machine learning tools can be integrated into live performance. This shift is also evident in Mauro Lanza's 2026 In Situ Electronic Composition Workshop, which subverts classic hardware technologies to build open algorithmic instruments. Computational models trained on Boulez's historic corpus have even been utilized to generate new generative homages, such as the machine learning work Pledges Ensemble Intercontemporain, the Virtuoso Chamber Orchestra Founding, Governance, and the Contemporary Repertoire Project founded by Pierre Boulez in 1976 with the political support of Culture Minister Michel Guy and the administrative collaboration of Nicholas Snowman. The Ensemble Intercontemporain, EIC, was designed as a highly specialized, permanent modernist tool. Prior to the EIC, European contemporary music was performed primarily by ad hoc, freelance ensembles that lacked the resources to sustain rigorous rehearsal cycles. Boulez's structural innovation was the deployment of 31 solo instrumentalists on permanent, full-time contracts, financed by the French Ministry of Culture and the Paris City Council. This contractual model allowed the musicians to dedicate themselves to mastering contemporary extended techniques, including microtonal tunings, complex multiphonics, and non-traditional bowings. The EIC soloists do not merely interpret scores, they actively collaborate with composers to expand instrumental capabilities. To preserve and disseminate this expertise, the EIC commissioned composer and educator Jan Eris, assisted by Alexandra Jama, to design the Modes de Jeu Port L. This pedagogical digital tool archives high-definition video and audio recordings of contemporary playing techniques, making the physical and technical discoveries of the EIC available to young performers worldwide. Resident at the Philharmonie de Paris, the EIC has accumulated a repertoire of over 3,000 20th and 21st century works and was awarded the Polar Music Prize in 2022. Succession of Music Directors and the Pierre Blues Era, while Pierre Boulez served as the overarching president of the EIC, he was never its musical director. Instead, The musical trajectory of the ensemble has been shaped by a succession of directors. Michel Tabachnik, 1976 to 1978, established the foundational playing standards of the ensemble Pater Erhardtfuss, 1979 to 1991. Appointed by Boulez, Erhardtfuss consolidated the ensemble's technical mastery and expanded its touring footprint. David Robertson, 1992 to 1999, broadened the repertoire to include American minimalists and non-European voices. Jonathan Knott, 2000 to 2003, focused on complex large-scale modernist works and German avant-garde repertoire. Susanna Mölkky, 2006 to 2012, the first female director of the EIC, Mölkky brought a sharp focus to spectralism and complex electronic instrumental collaborations. Matthias Pincher, 2013 to 2023, maintained an intense international focus, recording for labels like Deutsche Grammophon and Kairos. Pierre Blues, 2023 present, appointed in December 2021. Blues took office at the start of the 2023-2024 season with an initial four-year contract. He has emphasized highly staged, theatrical, and interdisciplinary productions. Under Blues's leadership, the 2025-2026 season of the EIC reflects a strong physical and theatrical dimension. In late 2025, the ensemble performed the world premiere of Blaise Ubaldini's Hamlet, staged by Kirill Serebrennikov at the Théâtre du Châtelet. This production integrates 30 musicians, synthesizers, electric bass and drums, a vocal trio, and masked actors. Other major 2025-2026 EIC performances include Steve Reich's City Life, performed alongside Unsuk Chin's Graffiti and Tristan Mireille's Legends Urbaines, exploring concrete urban soundscapes. Ramon Lazcano's La Main Gauche, a new chamber opera based on Jean Etrinoz's novel Revel, exploring the composer's neurological decline, performed at St. Jean de Luz and the Philharmonie de Paris. Hector Perez led a matinale and triptych blue. The latter is a world premiere co-commissioned with ICOM for trumpet, ensemble, and live electronics, featuring real-time signal diffusion. Heinz Hollage's Scardinelli Cyclus, a monumental cycle inspired by Friedrich Hölderlin's Madness, performed with the Latvian Radio Choir under Thierry Fischer. Additionally, the EIC's historical discography continues to accumulate honors, including a Diapason Daughter LNA in 2025 for its highly acclaimed Legiti recording under Blues. The Lucerne Festival Academy, the Pedagogical Engine Historical Context and the Educational Void. The establishment of the Lucerne Festival Academy, LFA, in 2004 was Boulez's response to a systemic deficit in the global conservatory network. The lack of structured training in 20th and 21st century performance practices for young orchestral musicians. While Lucerne had a deep classical heritage, dating back to Richard Wagner's residence at nearby Triebschen, 1866 to 1872, where he completed Die Meistersinger, and Arturo Toscanini's historic 1938 gala concert with an elite orchestra assembled as an anti-fascist alternative to Salzburg and Bayreuth. It lacked a dedicated pedagogical center for the avant-garde. Although the festival had featured Musica Nova and Perspectives composer portraits of Stockhausen, Xenakis, and Ligeti since the 1970s, young players still arrived with little understanding of contemporary syntax. Founded alongside festival director Michael Hefliger, the LFA provides a three-week summer campus in Switzerland for over 100 young instrumentalists, conductors, and composers under the age of 28. To ensure a direct line of transmission, Boulez brought EIC soloists to Lucerne to serve as instrumental coaches, establishing a rigorous methodology for dissecting complex modern scores. The early years of the Academy established its core dramaturgy. In its founding year of 2004, pianist Maurizio Polanyi gave masterclasses on contemporary piano repertoire. The inaugural orchestral program featured Harrison Birtwistle's Earth Dances, Arnold Schoenberg's Piano Concerto, Hans-Peter Kaiber's Nursus, and Boulez's own notations. The LFA also integrated commission cycles, launching the Roche Young Commissions program in collaboration with Roche to award orchestral commissions to two young composers every 2 years, which were then prepared and premiered by the Academy forces. Artistic transitions. Riemann, the Jug Widmann era. Following Boulez's passing in 2016, the German composer Wolfgang Riem assumed the artistic directorship of the Academy. Riem expanded the educational mission by establishing the annual composer seminar. In 2021, the Academy founded the Lucerne Festival Contemporary Orchestra LFCO, an ensemble consisting of current students and alumni from the Academy's global network. Furthermore, LFA alumni formed the Contemporary Leaders Cohort, a rotating team of mentors who coordinate rehearsals and curate the Lucerne Festival Forward Weekend in late November, using new performance formats and digital technologies. Following Riem's death in 2024, the composer seminar in 2025 was directed by Unsuk Chin and Dieter Emmen. The 2025 festival coincided with the centenary of Boulez's birth, featuring performances of his Quatuor pour Livre, Figures Doubles Prisms, and Rapins, produced in collaboration with the ICOM team. Conductor David Robertson and composer Marco Stropa served as mentors, bringing their close historical associations with Boulez to the project. Beginning in January 2026, the Academy entered a new phase under the artistic directorship of composer, clarinetist, and conductor Jug Widmann. Widmann's programming represents an explicit attempt to build a bridge between traditional concert programs and contemporary creation. Under his direction, the composer seminar has been restructured to concentrate exclusively on large-scale orchestral works. For the summer 2026 season, themed American Dreams, Widmann has aligned the LFA with a broad spectrum of 20th century and contemporary aesthetics. Key 2026 LFA and LFCO projects include Wolfgang Riem's Tutugiri, a monumental, ritualistic poem dance for large orchestra, percussion, taped choir, and speaker. conducted by Widmann and Touré D. de Berlin and Munich Marc-André's composer residency. The LFCO explores André's fragile acoustic soundscapes, rehearsing his clarinet concerto Uber with Widmann as soloist, and his large orchestra triptych Immenschwinden, Immenschwalten, Immenschwinden, American Modernism and Experimentalism. Programming features works by Charles Ives, First Symphony, Steve Reich, New York Counterpoint for 11 clarinets, Aaron Copland, Appalachian Spring, John Adams, Dr. Atomic Symphony, and the European premiere of Frank Zappa's final completed orchestral work, The Yellow Shark Decentralized Curation. LFA participants collaborate with the Swiss collective Guerrilla Classics for the In the Streets City Stage program, performing street-level pop, up concerts and interactive jukebox sets to engage directly with the public outside the KKL Concert Hall. Global Comparity Paradigms, Decentralization, Cooperatives, and Neoliberal Challenges, the top-down state-subsidized model of the Baulesian Triad is contrasted by different organizational, economic, and aesthetic paradigms in Germany, Austria, the United States, and the United Kingdom. Ensemble Modern, Frankfurt, Germany. Democratic self-management founded in 1980 in Frankfurt, Ensemble Modern was established as a direct challenge to the hierarchical artistic directorship model exemplified by the EIC. Operating as a democratic, self-managed cooperative, the ensemble's 19 performing members are joint owners of the enterprise. All decisions regarding repertoire selection, conductor invitations, and financial strategies are determined through collective vote in a general assembly, ensuring that the performers retain ultimate agency over their artistic output. Financially, Ensemble Modern relies on a hybrid model, receiving funding from the German Federal Cultural Foundation, the City of Frankfurt, the Hessian Ministry of Higher Education, Research, and the Arts, and private foundations like the Kunststiftung NRW. Like the EIC's connection to Arkham, the Ensemble is a resident of the Frankfurt Lab. In 2025, Ensemble Modern partnered with the International Ensemble Modern Academy, IEMA, and the Jungdeutsche Philharmonie to initiate Soundport Frankfurt 2030, Center for Music and Experimentation, pooling physical, artistic, and educational resources. Pedagogically, the ensemble founded the IEMA in 2003. In cooperation with the Frankfurt University of Music and Performing Arts, HFMDK, IEMA has offered a one-year master's degree program, Master of Music in Contemporary Music Performance since 2006. Unlike the LFA's brief summer academy, the IEMA fellows form a permanent, year-long ensemble that prepares up to 20 concerts annually for international festivals. IEMA also hosts the International Composer and Conductor Seminars, ICCS, which includes the Young Professionals Mentoring Format. This program brings emerging composers into active collaborative workshops with Ensemble Modern Players Months before a premiere to test and refine physical notations. Klang Forum Wien, Vienna, Austria. The collective professorship based in Vienna and founded in 1985 by Beat Farah, Klang Forum Wien operates as a soloist-led cooperative that has developed a unique pedagogical model. For over 15 years, the ensemble has partnered with the University of Music and Performing Arts Graz, KUG, to run the Performance Practice in Contemporary Music, PPCM, program. Rather than studying with a single academic faculty member, PPCM students are taught via a collective professorship by the entire membership of Klang Forum Wien. The curriculum focuses on contemporary extended techniques, solo and chamber repertoire, and direct integration into the Klang Forum Wien Orchestra projects. In 2020, KUG Graz and Klang Forum Wien expanded this model by launching PPCM Vocal, a sister study program led by Holger Fork to train vocalists in the complex phonetic and microtonal demands of the contemporary operatic repertoire. International Contemporary Ensemble, ICE, USA, market-driven creolization. The Brooklyn-based International Contemporary Ensemble, ICE, founded in Chicago in 2001 by flutist Claire Chase, represents the complete antithesis of European state subsidization. Operating in a market-driven philanthropic environment, ICE receives no baseline state-funded salaries. Instead, its annual budget of approximately $1.2 million is built from private foundations, such as the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, and the Jerome Foundation, corporate donations, and digital program revenues. The collective is artist-run, meaning its members manage the ensemble's executive leadership, fundraising, marketing, and technology database systems. Aesthetically, under the artistic direction of composer, musicologist, and trombonist George Lewis since 2022, ICE has launched a profound critique of the Eurocentric avant-garde tradition. Lewis has introduced the conceptual framework of polyaspora, derived from Adrian Tchaikovsky's science fiction novel Shards of Earth, to describe a condition of multi-directional, decented cultural flows. Under this model, ICE rejects the structuralist hegemony of the post-war European avant-garde, actively centering a Freudiasporic, indigenous, and non-Western experimental traditions. Through initiatives like the Composing While Black Concert Series and partnerships with the Oberlin Conservatory, ICE showcases the international space of Black innovation. The ensemble's workshops feature composers like Tyshawn Sorey, who's for George Lewis and 2024 Pulitzer Prize-winning saxophone concerto Adagio utilized Schoenberg's concept of developing variation in a slow-moving, improvisational acoustic space. ICE has replaced conventional commissioning with incubation residencies, pairing composers with musicians for collaborative experimentation, and documenting the results on Digitus, its free digital library. London Sinfonita, London, UK, Neoliberal Crisis and Educational Adaptability. Founded in 1968, the London Sinfonita is the original chamber-sized new music ensemble in the United Kingdom, constructed around a core of 18 principal players. Its history includes landmark commissions, starting with the 1968 premiere of John Tavener's The Whale. However, the ensemble operates in a highly precarious funding landscape. In November 2022, Arts Council England, ACE, announced a 41% funding cut to the London Sinfonietta's regular national portfolio grant, reducing its baseline annual support from £508,757 to £300,000 for the 2023 to 2026 period. To survive this sudden financial shock, the ensemble implemented immediate administrative savings and applied for state transition funding through ACE's Transform 1 and Transform 2 programs. These initiatives provide temporary support while the organization restructures its business model to secure commercial self-reliance. In response to these cuts and the systematic removal of music from the UK public school curriculum, the London Sinfonietta has focused heavily on its educational and community outreach. Its Sound Out program in Northeast London provides composition and performance opportunities for thousands of children in underserved schools, pairing pupils with professional players. Additionally, the ensemble operates its own annual London Sinfonietta Academy for early career instrumentalists and is currently archiving its 60-year administrative files and historical correspondence with major contemporary composers to preserve its legacy for international scholarship. Comparative Matrix, Global Architectural Models of New Music Production. The following tables synthesize the organizational, economic, and aesthetic distinctions between the Balesian Triad and the broader global network of contemporary music production. Table 1. Institutional parameters of the Balesian Triad. This table illustrates the structural integration, funding mechanisms, and core methodologies of the French-Swiss avant-garde network. Table 2. Structural variables of leading global new music ensembles. This table contrasts the Balesian model with alternative cooperative, democratic, or market-driven configurations worldwide. Synthesis and strategic conclusions. A comparative analysis of these structural, financial, and pedagogical models reveals several critical insights into the contemporary classical music ecosystem. Autocracy versus democratic ownership. The top-down, state-appointed hierarchical structure of the Balesian Triad is highly efficient at achieving technical precision and structural unity, but it remains vulnerable to aesthetic calcification. Conversely, the cooperative models of Ensemble Modern and Klang Forum Wien align economic ownership with artistic control, fostering a highly flexible, adaptive aesthetic profile that can navigate multiple stylistic movements without institutional friction. The geopolitical realities of funding. The survival of new music is directly shaped by the cultural policy of its home nation. The robust public subsidies of France and Germany protect ensembles from immediate market pressures, but can create insularity. In contrast, the market-dependent US model forces ICE to remain responsive to philanthropic foundations that prioritize diversity and equity, driving a progressive decentering of the traditional avant-garde. Meanwhile, the funding crises of the UK showcase how neoliberal austerity can force ensembles like the London Sinfonietta to restructure themselves around educational and social utility. The evolution of computational interaction, The technological focus of ICOM has shifted from Boulez's early deterministic ideals of total composer control over live electronics to neural networks and generative AI. Modern machine learning environments like SOMX2 and ISI2 introduce a genuine co-creative agency, where musical meaning emerges dynamically from a shared, real time dialogue between human performers and autonomous digital systems. The pedagogical imperative, the preservation of 20th and 21st century performance practices, cannot rely on traditional conservatories. The intensive summer courses of the Lucerne Festival Academy, the year-long master's fellowships of the International Ensemble Modern Academy, and the collective professorship of Klang Forum Wien's PPCM program are not secondary educational initiatives. They are the primary engines of institutional sustainability, ensuring that virtuosic contemporary techniques are systematically transmitted to future generations of global artists. Ultimately, the Boulez legacy survives not as a static set of historical scores, but as a living, breathing institutional methodology. By adapting these ensembles to be democratic in governance, collaborative in creation, and diverse in aesthetic curation, the modern classical world can ensure that the music of the future remains an active, vital, and socially transformative force.